979 The Hill, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello.
Hello. Another classic for us, another survey-based trends. This one not emailed to me, one that I found out there in the wild on our favorite place, Substack.
Ooh.
Heck yeah, buddy. A Substack called YouGov, which tries to pretend like it is a whole website, a whole little special thing, but actually is a Substack. But Taylor Orth, director of survey data journalism for YouGov, put together a pretty cool little survey. And we're going to talk about the results of that. Because, man, some people are just built different. According to this survey,
Withholding judgment until I find out how people are built different.
They truly are.
All right.
According to results gathered from this survey, Americans across the board tend to think that personally, things are going pretty great, while locally, things are going worse, and nationally, things are going absolutely terribly.
This sounds about right.
Yeah, I think that that's a very funny thing to sort of break down about this. The actual responses regarding personal safety, access to healthcare, romantic life, access to public transportation, all of these different data points. This poll conducted among 2,000 adult U.S. citizens, which is not a large sample size at all. This is being picked up by some places pretending like all of America was surveyed. But I do think that it outlines a very interesting point, which is there's a massive gap between how people rate all of the different qualifiers here when it's contextualized as their own self and how they are doing versus how they envision things are for other people.
Right.
A specific example is people saying, and this is where I drew built different from, a specific example is people on average saying, people out of these 2,000, I'm going to keep qualifying. It's important to remember it's only 2,000 people. People say their own mental health is excellent or good, 42 percentage points more than they say so about people in the United States as a whole.
I mean, I would say that about myself.
42% of people would ask, just like, oh, dude, I'm totally more mentally healthy and stable than most of America. I'm crushing it right now.
I'm pretty sure most people think that they are more mentally healthy than the average.
I mean, yeah, I wish I knew a good word. I'm sure there is a standardized thing like how you can say confirmation bias for whatever
this is.
This
just
is
like a subset of Dunning-Kruger syndrome is what this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, like, is it survivorship bias? My brain wants to say that,
know.
But it's probably wrong. In any case, they also say their social relationships are going well, 24 percentage points more than the country as a whole. They say their romantic life is going well, 9 percentage points more than everyone else. And they say their personal safety is 31 percentage points more than everybody else's. So not only am I more mentally stable, my love life is going better, and I can defend myself better than most of the
country. Okay, so numerous things about this. Number one, a survey of 2,000 people is, as long as you're surveying the right 2,000 people, that is perfectly representative of the U.S. as a whole. Like, you're not going to, no, don't give me, you can't do a survey of 300 million people. 2,000
no.
is fine. Statistically, 2,000 is fine. This
is
you are the person who's on Twitter going, well, they didn't survey me, so obviously that no, 2,000 is fine. That is a representative sample as long as it's a representative sample. Number two, this is
we
not,
don't know where, like, geographically these people were surveyed from.
Well, dig into the crosstabs. Did they have the crosstabs? They should have the crosstabs, Victor.
This segment is not that long.
Anyway, number two, this is not an uncommon or new phenomenon. We talk about this all the time with Congress. The reason, like, everyone hates Congress, and then we go to the polls and all of the incumbents get reelected, they do this survey all the time and it always works out the same way. I like my member of Congress and I hate Congress as a whole, right? So, like, everyone hates Congress in the way that they operate, but their particular representative, oh, I love them, they're fantastic, so I'll keep reelecting them. And then everyone does that and every incumbent gets reelected. Like, same exact thing. Other fun thing is that, like, a lot of the metrics that we look at to try to figure out, like, how good is the country doing, like, they're all trending in positive directions. Like, the unemployment rate is super low. The stock market is way up. Crime has been trending down for 30-plus years, except for, like, a little blip from 2016 to 2020, which is now reversing itself. Like, all of these trends are going in the right direction. There's some, like, disconnect between that and what we think about the direction the country is going, and it's weird that that disconnect exists, and it's hard to put your finger on why, but, like, a lot of these trends for the country are going in the right direction. So it makes sense that people think, like, yeah, I'm doing okay.
I think there's certainly an argument to be made for reevaluating the tools that we use to determine how much things are or aren't going
also
okay.
Also fair.
Yeah, I don't think the stock market and the unemployment rate
the stock market is terrible as a metric. Yeah. But, it's, like, the crime rate. Like, you can look at the violent crime rate. You can look at the murder rate per capita. And that's just been trending down for 35 years. It's crazy. Like, we are, like,
with
the violent crime
to
rate
resources, there's less reason to kill people.
Is so much lower today than it was in 1990. But if you ask people, they will just assume that the crime rate is through the roof, when in fact it's not. It's crazy.
Which is really how these results went. And I think the Congress parallel is nice, because the overarching point that I was going to make here is that how rosy anybody's outlook is really depends on how large the scope of the question is. Mm-hmm. The more personal and specific, the more, how you doing? Fine. The
right,
answers
also
were,
true.
And the larger you got, the more people were not necessarily willing to express, but just actually expressing a sense of general malaise, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's an interesting survey and a fun
survey,
thing to
yeah.
think about.